this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the word of His grace.
God has given us the grace to see 217 days. And we have 149 more to go. And for somebody, you will see the end of this year. In Covenant Universal Service, I said, and just like God's servant will always tell us, that every day has its own evil. Good people die, bad people die. But for you, you will live to your old age. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 14 to verse number 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 14 to 17. The scripture says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Some of you will be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear. I don't know what is making you to be afraid. Your fear will not happen. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake. Let your amen be louder. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. Somebody, you are here. Everyone that is waiting to waste you will be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So it is our heritage to be defended and protected by God. This is our heritage. And so we want to pray. The first prayer point we pray. That wasters of life. Some people were wasted during the protest. Wasted. May their soul rest in peace. May the Lord comfort their families. You will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, wasters of life, wasters of properties, wasters of resources, waiting to waste me, be wasted by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. God has created the waster to destroy. Can you lift up your voice and pray that wasters of life, wasters of properties, wasters of resources, in the name of Jesus, that is waiting to waste me or any member of my family or church, be wasted by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, God said in His word, I have created the waster to destroy. This is our heritage. This is our heritage. The waster is created on our behalf to destroy those who want to destroy us. This is our heritage. Wasters of life, wasters of properties, wasters of resources, waiting to waste me, be wasted by fire. Waiting to waste any member of my family, be wasted by fire. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Somebody pray for your children, pray for your properties, pray for your wife, pray for your husband. Wherever they are, here in your state, outside of the state, outside of the country, I'd like you to pray for them. They will not be wasted. 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 In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now, the testimonies we hear this morning was testimonies of deliverance from death, deliverance from sicknesses and affliction. In lighters, we operate under the covenant of no loss. And for you, that covenant will work. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you quickly pray this prayer? I refuse to die the death of another man. I refuse to die the death of another man. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. In other words, no accidental discharge for you in the name of Jesus. No strange bullet will meet you or any member of your family in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will live to your old age. Your children will live to their old age. Your husband will live to his old age. Your wife will live to her old age in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not die the death of another in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My head will not carry the death of another in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into where somebody is supposed to die. I will not enter the vehicle that has been doomed for accident. I will not enter into the vehicle that has been programmed for accident in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not find myself in areas where there will be kidnapping, where there will be ritual killings in the name of Jesus. My children will not enter the wrong places. They will not walk to the wrong places. We refuse to die the death of another in the name of Jesus Christ. We refuse as a church to die the death of another in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Shout a louder amen. I'm sorry, I think I feel like praying more this morning. Can you get us the anointing oil this morning? I feel like praying this morning. And we're going to start this morning with the anointing. And then we'll go to the world. We want to pray. This is the month of August. That this month of August and beyond, I refuse to be among those who have been programmed to die or be afflicted. I refuse to be among those who have been programmed for accidents. You know, sometimes you journey with people who have been programmed for evil. And people who journey with people, they partake in the evil. But for you, you will not journey with such people. I say you will not journey with such people. Say after me, this month of August and beyond, I refuse to be among those who have been programmed to die, who have been programmed for accident, who have been programmed for disaster. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody please pray. Somebody please pray. It is our heritage to be protected and defended by God. That is the word of God for us. That no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. That is the word of God for us. It is our heritage to be protected. It is our heritage to be defended. That is the word of God for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 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 We will not partake in the evils of this month of August and beyond. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can you shout a louder amen? Amen. If you are here with your anointing oil, please can you bring out your oil? And that is why it's good to come to church on time. Bring out your oil this morning. We want to pray. Are you ready? We're going to anoint, pray on the oil, and then you are going to put a mark upon your forehead. Because after today, favor will begin to find you. After today, evil will see you and will pass over. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You believe God, let your amen be louder. Amen. According to the word of God, he said, it is our heritage to be protected and defended. That's why I say, no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. And so I pray for you this morning, especially with the oil in your hands, that this oil this morning is consecrated. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. This oil is in your hands, is no longer an ordinary oil. It becomes the emblem of fire. It becomes the emblem of fire. Wherever this oil is poured, fire will answer. Wherever this oil is poured, the Spirit of God will take over. Wherever this oil is poured, solution will come. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this oil is dedicated again, consecrated again, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Please put that oil on your forehead. And if your neighbor does not have, please, I'd like you to give to your neighbor. Hallelujah. We want to pray. Media, please, can you give me Psalm 106, verses number 4 and verse number 5? Psalm 106, verse 4 and 5. Psalm 106, verse 4 and 5. It is the month of August, sir, ma. Somebody are here, there will be an August visitor. God will raise somebody to bless you this month. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know who I'm talking about. In this month of August and beyond, God will remember you. The Almighty God will remember you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 106 verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with thy favor that thou hast bearest upon thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Verse number 5, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. See, it's our inheritance. It's our inheritance. We want to pray. Go back to verse 4. Go back to verse 4. We want to pray. You will shout it. Oh Lord, remember me when you want to favor your people. Oh Lord, remember me with your favor. Can you shout at me? Oh Lord, remember me with your favor. Remember my children with your favor. Lift up your voice and pray. The oil is on you this morning, and God is remembering somebody. One of our fathers gave a testimony of the favor he received. A favor. God raised somebody to favor him. God raised somebody to favor him. God raised somebody to wipe his tears away. God raised somebody to bring favor into his life. I'd like you to pray. God is remembering somebody this morning. God is remembering you this morning. God is remembering you this morning. Somebody, God is remembering you. God is remembering you. Not just remembering you, he is remembering you with favor, with favor, with favor. As God is favoring people, you will not be found wanting. You will be favored. You will be favored. You will be favored. You will be favored. Somebody pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, remember me with your favor. Lord, remember me with your favor. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Give us verse number 5. Why did he say to God, remember me with your favor? He said, that I may see the good of thy chosen. You will see the good of this land. Things might be tough, but I want to pray for you again, that for you things will be easy. Where others are finding difficult to eat, finding difficult to spend money, it will be easy for you. That I may see the good of thy chosen. So you are going to pray, Father, in this month of August and beyond, let me see the good of this land. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? The good of this life. Somebody, it is your season to be employed. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, it is your season to be engaged. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, it is your season to be married. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will see the good of this land. You will see the good of this land. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will see the good of this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will see the good of this land. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Can your amen be louder? The oil has come upon you this morning. The oil of favor and the oil for defense. And I'm praying for you this morning that every waster of life that is waiting to waste you or waste any member of your family, let them be wasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are waiting for you, before your arrival, they will have been wasted in the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. Amen. Somebody, you are here, favor will find you. Favor will locate you. Favor will find your business. Favor will locate your business. Favor will find your marriage. Favor will locate your marriage. Favor will find you. Financially, you will be favored. Spiritually, you'll be favored. Materially, you'll be favored. Maritally, you'll be favored. Academically, you'll be favored. In all aspects of life, you will be favored. I say you will be favored. Shout a believing amen. Amen three times. So shall it be for you in the precious name of Jesus. You may please be seated. Hallelujah. This morning, by the grace of God, I want to quickly minister what I've entitled Standing Strong. Standing strong. You will stand strong. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, of course, you know that we are all vulnerable creatures, right? And in this journey of life, there are challenges. In this journey of life, there are dangers. Challenges, dangers around us, before us, behind us. And it takes a man that is strong to be able to overcome. And so we need the strength to stand. We need the strength to move on, to continue. And then we need the strength to overcome in life. 1 Samuel chapter 2, you read verse 9, part B of it. The word of God says that by strength shall no man prevail. So we need the strength of the Almighty God to stand strong. There are people who are already becoming weak and weary, because of the challenges, because of the difficulties that surrounds them. Weak to face certain issues maritally. Becoming weak to face certain issues academically. You need strength. Our sister gave a testimony that the course of 6 years took her 8 years. And then she knew what she went through. In fact, I was in one of the induction and this doctor was saying, he said there were times he wanted to give up. It was tough. And then there were people that started with them but did not finish. They lacked the strength to finish. They lacked the spiritual strength to stand. They lacked the spiritual strength to continue. And they lacked the spiritual strength to overcome. For you, God will give you strength. I say, God will give you strength. Now, quickly, how do you stand strong? How do you stand strong? Number one, to stand strong, you must stay righteous. To stand strong, you must stay righteous. You must run away from unrighteousness. Job chapter 17, verse 9, our anchor scripture for the month. The Bible says in Job 17, 9, that the righteous will hold on his way. He that had clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. When you live right, you stay strong. He that has clean hands. The question is, are your hands clean? Your mind, is your mind clean? He that has clean hands will be what? Will be stronger. He will hold on his way. He will be able to stand strong. Sin weakens. Iniquity destroys boldness. That is why even in families, if a man is sinning, if a man sins, for instance, the husband is misbehaving outside, his boldness in the house will be tampered with. He won't be able to be bold. So sin weakens, sin destroys boldness. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 1. Proverbs 28, verse number 1. The word of God says, the wicked flee when no one pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. If you live a righteous life, you will be bold. Bold to face situations. Bold to stand against whatever wants to stand against you. Righteousness makes a man bold in life. Righteousness. Righteous living makes a man to hold on his way. He is not shaking. Righteousness. Anytime you do the wrong things, God turns his face away from you. Anytime you do what is wrong, God turns his face away from you. Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verses number 1 and verse number 2. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse number 2. Verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So unrighteousness separates a man from God. And if God is not there to defend you, challenges of life will overwhelm you. If God is not your backup, your back will touch the ground. It takes God to back you. And for God to back you, you must live a righteous life. You must run away from evil and pursue good. You must run away from unrighteousness and pursue righteousness. You remember the case of the Israelites, when Balaam and Balak were conspiring to place a curse upon them. Now, one of the reasons why the curse could not stay, could not have effect upon their life, was because they were living a righteous life. Numbers chapter 23, verse number 21. Numbers 23, verse 21. Number, he said, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Hear me, God will be with you. God will back you up. God will give you strength to stand if you are living a righteous life. Somebody say, I hear. So, righteous living makes you stronger than the curse. Curses don't stay on people who are living a righteous life. It doesn't stay some. Curse a righteous man, it will go back to sender. Sometimes a righteous man does not need to open his mouth to pray. God is there defending him as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. So the Lord encamps round about those who fear him. You are defended, you are protected because
because God loves purity. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18:10. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Strong. Who goes to it? Who runs to it? The unrighteous? The righteous runneth into it and he saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. So the name of the Lord answers to a righteous man. Answers to a man who is living a consecrated life. Answers to a man who is living a life of purity. He answers. The Bible did not say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The unrighteous run to it and he said, no, sir. The name answers to the righteous. Somebody say, I will live a consecrated life. Say, I will live a consecrated life. Number two. How do you stay strong? I've said it in passing. Stay with God. Please stay with God. Stay with who? Tell your neighbor, stay with God. Every other strength has their limits. Stay with God. Every other power or strength can fail. Stay with God. Money fails in case you are depending on that small money you have in your account. It fails, sir. I've seen where a wealthy man with all his money could not save his life. Has all the money for medicals. Well, he couldn't save his life. Money failed. Even the Bible, money failed. In Genesis chapter 47, verse 15. In Genesis 47, verse number 15, money failed. And when money failed, money can fail, sir. In fact, how much do you have? How much do I have that I want to depend on money? Stay with God. Wisdom fails. Riches fails. Might, your strength. You have 6-pack. You can carry a trailer. There is coming a time where you will not be able to carry a bicycle. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 23 to verse number 24, Jeremiah 9, 23, 24, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Please don't glory in your wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Verse 24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Please know God. That he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Know God. We have Christians today who know so much about God, but they don't know God. You know so much about God. In fact, when they are speaking in tongues, you know how to twist your own and you will join, you will rhyme with those who are speaking in tongues. You know yourself that you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know about, you know, Christianity just blah, 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 and it's flowing. You know about God. You know the stories in the Bible. You know that God divided the Red Sea. You know. But do you know God? Do you know the person of the Almighty God? Do you have a personal relationship with Him? Do you know Him? How much of Him do you know personally? Have you had an experience with the Almighty God? Have you had an experience with the Holy Spirit? You want to stand strong? You must know God. You want to stand strong? You must understand Him. He said, this is what I delight. That you know me. That you know Him. The Almighty God. So the only strength or power that cannot fail is the power of the Almighty God. So know Him, sir. Somebody say, I will know Him. Somebody say, I will know Him more. Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73, verse number 26. Psalm 73, verse 26. He said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The strength of my heart and my portion forever. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, you read from verse number 11 to verse number 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 from verse number 11 to verse number 13, you read the story of Asa the king face to face with the Ethiopians. There was a war. And I love what Asa said. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us. Now, look at what he said. Whether with many or with them that had no power. So Asa could have been able to destroy a people, a country that does not have power. So what Asa is saying, that even those that does not have power, we need your help. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Verse number 12. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Verse number 13. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown. May your enemies be overthrown. Amen. That they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. Why? Because Asa the king trusted in the Lord. He knew God. He knew God. And that was why he said, even if they don't have power, we rest on you. We are not going by our strength because they lack power. Even in their inability to win us, we know that we can win them. But Lord, we are not going because of that reason. We are resting on you. Help us. Sometimes in life, there are things that we know we can do by our own strength, and we'll just ignore God because you can make it happen. You ignore God. You don't carry God along. You don't speak to him before you embark on that journey. You just ignore him. You have the resources to make some things happen. And so you feel like this resource is what is making it work. That is not what is making it work. It is the mercies of God. Is what? The mercy of God. So, as I had this understanding, so I look at this scripture and I concluded that to stay with God is to stand with the majority. When you stay with God, you are standing with the majority. One with God is majority. It doesn't matter how many they are, whoever is gathering against you, gathering against your business, against your destiny, one with God is majority. So to stay with God is to stand with majority, with the majority. To stay with God is to increase in strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. We are talking about standing strong. To stay with God is to increase in strength. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as of eagle. They will run, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You don't faint in the race of life, in the journey of life. When you understand God, when you stay with God, when you stay with God, God gives you strength. He gives you strength to stand. He gives you strength to continue. He gives you strength to overcome. To stay with God is to live in His presence. To live in His presence. Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7. The word of God says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. To stay with God is to live in his presence, is to carry his presence. His presence envelopes, overshadows a man that stays with him. Stay with God, sir, if you want to be strong in life. Standing strong, and standing strong, you must know where your true protection lies. You must know where your true protection lies. Sir, your true protection does not lie in the prophets you patronize. It doesn't, sir. It does not lie in the hands of the native doctors, the babalawos you secretly patronize. It doesn't. It does not lie in that small girl that you keep under your bed. You know yourself. That from time to time you just... that your father gave to you. Stop patronizing them. They are not the ultimate power. It is wisdom, sir. If you agree that the ultimate power is in God, or God is even the ultimate power, why do you patronize lesser powers? Why do you patronize things that you yourself know that you can't show your neighbor? There are some things that Christians carry that they know they cannot show their neighbor. You can't tell your neighbor now, I remember in one church, I think there was a fight concerning leadership. Leadership fight. And the elders came together. And fight started on Sunday morning. And I said, I will show you. Ah, you don't know me? I will tell you who I am. And they remove his agbada. Everything. And I want to say, is that what you came with? He to remove his own. On a Sunday morning. And they come, they sit down, and they listen to pastor preach. What they more about me. They carry out that power that they secretly consult. Stay with God. Somebody say, I will stay with God. Stay with him. Stop patronizing them. Some people have eaten and eaten from the hands of these prophets. You have eaten rubbish. They've mixed concoction for you. You have drank so many things that you yourself don't know what is wrong with you health-wise. Sometimes we like pastors to make life difficult for you. Is this a matter that you brought? Okay. 14 days, try. I will join you in fasting, 14 days. But for me to be breaking, you bring a bag of rice, one small goat, so that Ororo, and you'll be saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alagba. Yes, sir. Motibo, sir. And chicken, sir. And you are doing 14 days. Alagba is enjoying chicken and he's saying, Olorun agbadura fun yin. He's enjoying himself. Remember, God, someone was telling of a man like that was praying along with a member, and they agreed to fast and pray together. The member bought in some things to use for break. So while they were fasting, so this member just said, hey, Jen Loki Baba, Jen Loki Alagba. At least he has been trying. You know, we say it is when God have answered him, I will go. So the lady went and then knocked. Maybe he knocked and opened. I don't know what happened. Alagba was there. Serious breakfast on his table. Those of you that you are hiring prayer contractors, we are praying for you. It's a do-it-yourself. Nobody can pray for you like yourself. Nobody can pray for you like yourself. Say, do it yourself. Somebody was telling me, he said, I'm not Jesus. I cannot come and die for anybody. He said, the only person that is permitted to die for us is Jesus. So why will I be killing myself? Nobody can do it for you like yourself. You know where he's pinching you. You are the one that is wearing the shoes. But the problem is that even you, that the shoe is pinching you, pray for yourself, you are not praying. That's why you fall into the hands of fake prophets and fake pastors. And then they demand from you. Demand from you. I know of a family who went to a fake prophet like that, lives in a three-bedroom flat around Oketunu here, in Oketunu, Mokola area. And we're not seeing this person in church. You know, maybe because in Lighthouse, we don't see vision for you. That's why you don't take us serious. We see vision, no? But we don't talk. The best we can do for you is to pray on your behalf. We don't scare people with vision and with dreams. It's to pray. And so most of the time you are excited or interested in going to places where they will say, It's like you have a wife and one daughter. Baba. Your daughter's name is Karen. And we say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They don't carry you, go. And we're looking for this woman and the family, and they were not coming to church, and they were going to a place where they see vision for them. We're in church one Sunday, and we receive a call. Come and help us. Oh, what happened? Come and help us. Oh, their eyes just opened. And when we ran to the house, the three-bedroom flat was empty. The woman was on the ground crying. What happened? Entered into the hands of this fake prophet, and they were dealing with her in the name of prayers. She sold everything. I mean, the three-bedroom was empty. Everything. Resources cleared her bank account. Everything. And the people disappeared. Stay with God. I've told you, and let me tell you again, I am a Christian, a believer, for almost 40 years now, and I've been serving God. I don't run to places for prayers. I've always believed that whatever God cannot do for me here, he's not ready yet. He's not. He's not, sir. I'm not condemning any church. I'm not condemning any church. But as you see me, I have never entered the Redeemed camp. I have never. I only see it when I pass. I've never gone to any Orioke. Is there a special thing that is making it happen in Orioke? There are so many people in Orioke that their prayers have not been answered. I saw some online. Want it better? And the truth about it, most of them, they pray without scriptures. Badura. Along, Badura. Along, Badura. Yes! When God is ready to answer you, he will answer you. Just stay with God. Stay with God. He said, though he tarry, wait for it. It will not tarry. It will surely come. And I said in Ezra prayer, I said, one of the things that I say when it looks as if the challenge is becoming overwhelming, I'll just say to God, Lord, I know that this will soon pass. Because you see, in the Bible, it always say, and it came to pass. And it shall come to pass. And it came to pass. And God returned. So whatever you are going through will soon pass. Stay with God. It will soon pass out. There is nobody here seated who has not gone through one challenge or the other. There is nobody. God has not created that person. Even Jesus went through his own challenges to be able to overcome. There is nobody that has not gone through one challenge or the other. I know the challenges I went through. It looks as if it will kill me. It didn't kill me. It refined me. Made me strong. Gave me testimony. So I can speak to other people who are going through same. Sometimes God makes us to go through certain situations in life so that you will have a message. My wife was asking me one time, I said, these people that drink and smoke, that say, does it really calm them down? I said, well, you are asking the right person. Because I drank and I smoked. As gentle as I look like this, mumoti. I can sit down to finish a carton in a party. I smoke. I started from gold leaf. I finished a packet. I remember I was on my backyard. I was not happy with myself. I went and bought a packet of gold leaf. I finished it. I was not okay. I bought a packet of St. Maurice. I finished it. I was not okay. I went to buy root mass. I finished it. Anything musiga, anything she back on back of my emotion, daruko. And then I graduated to Captain Black. Captain Black is one tobacco that when you are taking, it looks like PEF. Somebody you think is PEF. Captain Black. And I drank. And I said to my wife, Irony, it doesn't do anything. All of you that say, if I'm disturbed, I go to take a bottle, Irony. After you finish the bottle, what happens to you? What to pad see? Problem OT solved. In fact, it's double wahala. For those of you that stay in Ojo, where they use as Ojo market now, that was the last time I stopped drinking. Nobody told me. After I finished a carton, it was a customs officer that was doing his birthday party for the wife. After I finished a carton, Friday night through Saturday morning, that's how we go for party, Friday, Saturday morning. I didn't know how I trekked from Ojo. We're staying in the barracks, Sergeant Quarter. I didn't know how I trekked from I bet you know some people who have seen me say, oh boy, what I prefer, yeah, we're over. Those of you that you drink and you are drunk and you are walking, and when your teeth put on, yeah, what I prefer, yeah, we are. Be with a man better than you. And when I got home, that was the first time my mom would know that I drink. I was throwing and I was hitting my head on the wall, baga, baga, bo. So they pushed me into the bedroom, pour water. That was where I sat down on the floor. I was there like that. Hey, go to soon in the bedroom. And when I got myself, I said, I will never drink again. Nobody told me. I didn't need any special ministration. I will never drink again. Because the problems were not solved. Those of you that are drinking, has your problem been solved? You are smoking. Mombinu. After you finish it, has the problem been solved? So you are killing yourself. Later they will say you have problem with kidney, problem with liver. Stay with God. Somebody say, I will stay with God. Please stay with God. It pays to stay with God. Number three, stay empowered. Stay empowered. If your spirit man is not empowered, situations and circumstances of life will have dominion over you. Stay empowered. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. Proverbs 18, 14. The word of God said, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, your spirit. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? So if your spirit is strong, then it has the capacity to sustain your infirmity. Hold you on. Remember Paul? He said, thrice I sought the Lord that this infirmity will leave me. And God said to him, my grace. So he receives strength. The spirit is strong to sustain his infirmity. So if your spirit is weak, the battles and challenges of life will weigh you down. That's why you need to build your spirit. Some of us will not come to the school of the spirit. You need to build your spirit. You need to build your spirit. A man who is spiritually empowered, you are spiritually empowered, you will experience peace in the midst of storms. Spiritually empowered. You experience peace in the midst of storms. You remember Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 22. Job was saying, he said, in all that happened, he said, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, because his spirit man is strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Finally, as we close, three avenues for empowerment. Number one is the word of God. The word of God builds. The word of God keeps a man strong. And so the diet you need to keep a sound spiritual life is the word of God. The word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah 15, 16. He said, your words have I found, Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words we have found, and I did eat them. Please eat the word of God. And I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So nothing is more important in eating than chewing. Thoroughly chew God's word. What am I saying when I say chew? I'm saying study. Study God's word to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study, please. Christians are not studying anymore. Study God's word to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God. A man's spirit is solidified by feeding on God's word. Your life is built on God's word. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts 20, 32. The word of God says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Build you, give you strength, able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of God. John chapter 6, verse 63. John 6:63. The word of God says, it is the spirit that quickens. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So when you study God's word, you are taking in the spirit of God. You are taking in the life of God, because God is the word. The word is God. You are taking the spirit of God. You are taking in the life. As I'm speaking to you now, for those whose hearts are open, you are receiving the spirit of God. You are receiving the life of God. And when you have the spirit and the life of God in you, you are strong. You are strong in the face of battles. You are not overcome. In the face of challenges, you overcome. You are strong. The word of God. So if you are barren of God's word, you will be empty of God's power. If you are defenseless, it means you are wordless. Any man that is wordless will be defenseless. Somebody say, I will study God's word. And then finally, we have prayed that when we started, that is the anointing. Let me take one scripture, Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15. Psalm 105, verse number 13 to verse number 15. He said, when they went from one nation to another, somebody out here, you will go from one nation to another. From one kingdom to another people, you move from kingdom to kingdom. Verse 14. He suffered no man to do them wrong. God will suffer no man to do you wrong. He reproved kings for their sakes. Verse 15. Saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. When you are anointed, you are a touch not to the enemy. When the anointing comes upon you, just like you put the symbol, the emblem upon your forehead this morning, what you have done is that you have opened the heaven. The heaven is open and the Spirit of God descends upon you. Remember when David was anointed, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon him. When the oil comes upon a man, what happens in the spiritual is that the Spirit of God descends, empowers you, strengthens you, gives you the grace to stand, give you the grace to continue in life, and gives you the grace to overcome. Somebody say, I will overcome. Let's bow our heads and let's talk to the Lord this morning. I don't know what you have gained from today's teaching. Please speak to the Lord. Speak to Him. Maybe for you, your life is not consecrated. You are living a wayward life. And you say you are born again. Talk to God this morning. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Ask, O God, that Lord, you will minister to everyone as you desire this morning. Lord, speak to every heart from your word this morning. Father, correct every life this morning. Rebuke those that you want to rebuke. Chastise those you want to chastise. Reprove those you want to reprove. Build those that you want to build. Lord, in all that we have said this morning from your word, build us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, for in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Shout it louder. Amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in two life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday. First service, 7:30 a.m. Second service, 9:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.